I hope you recall from Chapter 1 that in any given state, all of the properties of the matter inside the system boundary are fixed. Now, in the previous lesson, we introduced the Gibbs phase rule. Now, the Gibbs phase rule allows us to determine exactly how many intensive properties we must specify in order to fix or completely specify the state of a system. In order to use Gibbs phase rule, we must know what chemical species are in the system and what phases exist inside the system as well. Once we've specified a number of intensive properties equal to the number of degrees of freedom, then all other intensive properties of the system can be determined. If we have a pure liquid water in our system, then we have 1 minus 1 plus 2 equals 2 degrees of freedom. We can specify two intensive variables. Now, we usually specify temperature and pressure because they're easy and useful. But we might as well have specified the density or specific volume because these are also intensive properties.